Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation of Hard Grounds is brought to you by Alive, Commonwealth Bank, J.S. Johnson, Mobile Garage Technologies, Platinum Pastries, Brev Bahamas, Ross Electric Motors, the University of the Bahamas, and Wendy's.
The Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is The Foundation with Howard Grant right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. So good to be in your company. It's a beautiful Wednesday. It's kind of a hump day. Well, it is a hump day in preparation for the weekend. I'm so excited. I got to read a couple things to you first before we get into that because I have a few announcements to make. And I'm so grateful for the persons that keep committing themselves to being able to do something with the show. I'm so very happy and grateful. I'm really, really, it's a debt of gratitude that I have for all those persons who've been able to do those things for me. But before we do that, let's continue to be able to thank the persons that support the show. They are Mobile Garage and Fleets. My good guy, Byron, he's out there doing some stuff. He says, manage your fleet of vehicles online with 100% Bahamian-owned fleet management software backed by Bridgestone Americas. Track your fuel, location, the fleet expenses, and so much more all online. Schedule a free demo right now. Call 422-4575 or visit mobilegaragefleets.com. That's mobilegaragefleets.com. And also, we want to be able to remind you that Friday, day after tomorrow, Friday is 242 day. This and every Friday, the 24th of February, from the second month, which is this month, show your Bahamian pride. Flag your Bahamian flags, wear your Bahamian colors, eat Bahamian foods, create and listen to Bahamian music, donate in sequences of 242, or do something 242 times, right? Merchants, consider pricing your items at $2.42 or $24.20, right? Or $242, etc. Make sure that you incorporate something 242 on 242 Fridays. Let's have fun as we move towards our 50th anniversary this year, the year of Jubilee. Yeah. So also, I guess if you play in numbers, you got to play 242 also. It's a lot. I don't know. I'm not in that, right? Well, I just put that out there. I've been getting a call almost every other day for the past week and a half, almost 2 weeks now, that says, Howard, 6604, 6064, 666, someone, listen to me. I don't play numbers. I'm not going to run after the number. However, I am like Bishop Dem. If you play it, I'm not going to turn away the money. Don't bring the thing this way. I'm not going to fight you for that. It's a beautiful day, ladies and gentlemen, and it's a Wednesday. Now, on Wednesday, we sort of have a conversation, a mixed panel to talk about these things. Over the past few days, we've had very good conversations. I've heard some rebuts and rebuttals, rather, over the past 2 days. Monday, we would have had George Smith. I thought it was a very good conversation. I enjoyed that with George Smith. History has a way of being able to paint you in a particular manner. Let's just be decent about it. History has a way of being able to paint you in this manner that tells the story of the expedience that needed to happen in the time. And so that travels with you, right? Someone had to take the fall. Someone had to been identified. There was already a story for Paradise Lost. And listen, this is not me saying that he was wrong or he was right. But I didn't want to dive too deep into the Commission of Inquiry in 1984, but I wanted to get more of a story of who he is because his aspirations are still rich and the POP still uses him and his intellect. And you could see that he's a wealth of knowledge, still uses him and his intellect for being able to identify and construct the next tier, the next generation of PLPs that's presented to the public. So I thought the show was amazing on Monday. On Tuesday, we did our best to kind of dive into the conversation with Obi Roberts yesterday to talk about his father. We got, you know, a quarter way in, and the conversation really shifted to this day and time that we're in. You know, Obi serves as one of the vice chairmen of the Progressive Liberal Party. And so with the dual hat that he has on, the hat of history and being at the feet of his father and his current position, I just couldn't help myself. I wanted to dive deeper into exactly what was happening. Got a couple calls last evening and says to me, "Hey, Howard, how you let Obi come on the TV and spew all this PLP propaganda and come on the radio and do this and do that?" No, man, everybody's going to have their opportunity to do that. And today I have what I believe is a good mixed bag, right, that speaks to the grassroots, that speaks to the inner city communities, that speaks to exactly where we are and being able to find an idea of whether or not these political parties are on course. Remember, we're still talking about this road to 50. And there are different views. You remember my show, Patio Politics? A lot of people say, well, I don't talk about politics. There are politics in all matters, whether you're in the church, whether you're in science, whether you are on radio, there is the politics of the matter. And so we want to talk about the politics of leadership in this country and whether or not political organizations are on course to be able to find us or move us towards this better that we continue to have a conversation about. Today in the studio with me, I told you that I had him coming in, and I'm very excited to kind of dive into this conversation. We got JJ. And do it. JJ, say something to the people. Say good afternoon to the people.
Good afternoon, my blessed Bahamas and my radio fans. I'm right here ready to dialogue with Mr. Howard Grant and Mr. David Williams.
Do it. Say good afternoon to the people.
Hey, good afternoon, Bahamian people. But first of all, let me thank God for you allowing me to give me this opportunity, Howard, to come here and to express myself. And I want people to know, hey, I put down my PLP colors. I'm coming here to talk as a Bahamian. Thank you, Howard.
I bring you here as a PLP. You can put it down?
And unless it comes up, Howard, you're talking about the issues of the country. Well, like you say, politics plays a part of everything.
Now, let's just be very clear. You know, a lot of persons in our country, they don't like to dive deep into their politics. There is a fear of victimization that existed even during the first administration, Lyndon Pinlin. There are stories that continues to be able to be told. Whether or not we could be able to solidify, identify, and these stories are etched into the annals of time and history, they're etched into the hearts and the spirit of our people. The Progressive Liberal Party is viewed as a party that may victimize you if you step out of line. They're viewed like that socially. So before we dive into anything, do you want to be able to talk about your political affiliation and say which organization you support?
I am a proud supporter of the Progressive Liberal Party under the leadership of the Right Honorable Philip Edward Brave Davis, who is the Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. I am in different organizations in the Progressive Liberal Party. I'm in the men's branch. I am on a committee called Team Brave. I'm adamant in our constituency. I'm just a PLP, and I don't put politics in the front of people's need. Anyone who knows DeWitt, they will say that, hey, politics is something that I put on the side if it comes to people's need. But that's who I support. And I want people to understand everyone has a right. I got my good brother here, JJ. He supports his political party, and we are friends. We are friends. We are more of friends than worrying about politics.
Mm-hmm. JJ, the same question to you. A lot of persons they're reluctant to say these particular things. Now, I know on the street there's a particular view. Would you like to proclaim the organization that you support?
Well, first of all, Mr. Howard, again, thank you for inviting me on this beautiful show, one of the best entertaining and enlightening show in the country. Yes, I support the FNM from 1982, voted for some other folks in Blue Hills, moved down from the back end of the whole hood where my homestead was. I support every candidate that the FNM sent, Calvin Johnson, McAllen Stubbs, even supported Mr. Michael Pintard and all. Was a voting delegate gear at one point in time, but you know, I just pay my dues, a key member, and like they would say, I am a statesman, man. I'm a patriot, man. I love the Bahamas. I love the Bahamian people. I don't know where to go. Mm-hmm. I got 8 children I signed for, and I got 5 beautiful grandchildren. And the way this country running on, I talk on both sides. It's not right, man. It's not fair.
And that's the conversation that we're going to get into today. Today, it was easy for me to have a conversation with, you know, senators or members of parliament or even cabinet ministers and really have them talk about where their political organization stands now. But for me, I don't want to hear political talking points. I'm not interested in it. I'm not interested in you being able to give me the jive that your organization says, this is what we're selling at this particular time. Mm-hmm. The people of this country, FNM, PLP, indifferent, especially in the inner cities, recognize that it's time for us to move up and beyond this thing. The rhythm of how we've chosen political organizations or leadership since 2002, right? 97, the Free National Movement got a second, two straight, right? From 92 to 97. In 2002, we got a fresh win with the Progressive Liberal Party, right? And since then, we have not seen anyone hold the realms of leadership consecutively for two terms.
Break the cycle.
No one is breaking that cycle. And I don't believe that that cycle should be broken because no one has proven to the Bahamian people that they have the wherewithal, the heart to be able to help the people move up and out. And people in the inner city more specifically know that. They shoot straight. Mm-hmm. People in the inner city know that. Mm-hmm. You know, we can't kind of jump and jive for the idea of a party and some hot Guinness and all these particular things. It has to be real reformation. I want to talk about that. Historically, I said this to OB yesterday, and a lot of persons, I already got a text here and say, Howard, the text came through, is this George Smith, OB Roberts, now JJ and DeWitt. How long will this show sink? That's what the people saying. No one wants to hear about politics. Mm-hmm. No one wants to hear about these things, but it's undeniable and it's inevitable. It is a road that we must travel to have a very clear understanding. We've already had conversations about religion and introspection. Mm-hmm. There's time to have conversations about politics. We will get into education. We will get into, in March, I'm going to be able to bring out corruption and the concept of corruption that stems through and kind of bleeds through every organization. We're going to have well-rounded conversations. But today I wanted to talk about politics in the inner city. Tell me about it. The PRP has been sort of the backbone of those communities for a very long time. The PRP has been the organization that affords and provides opportunities for those in the inner city. They gravitate towards the PRP. They're labeled, the PRP has labeled these particular persons as grassroots.
Or black belt areas.
This is the black belt area. This is the grassroots area. Y'all are my people, right? People gravitate towards them for that. Mm-hmm. The independence and opportunities that came to a great deal of these people, they get houses, they get jobs, they get opportunities, lack education or lack the money to educate their children, got education, send their children off to school, able to move on the outskirts. The PLP, for a great deal, has been the foundation for that, has been the base for that. And whilst they celebrate them, right up until 73, right up until 77, up until 82, in 70, when the Free National Movement was formed and there was a dissident eight that actually came out of the PLP, they started to take a look at not only the constitution of the PLP, but the constitution of the country and said that the PLP has not aligned. DeWitt, tell me about this. Yesterday, I put the same thing towards Mr. Roberts, and I said to him that the country perceives the Progressive Liberal Party as a party that is corrupt. Now, I'm not saying that the PLP is corrupt, but the perception or the idea that has been bled into the minds and hearts of the people, fortified by the interview with Paradise Lost and amplified by the Free National Movement, has never left the Bahamian people. Now, you are deep into the organization. I contend that no organization can be corrupt by its constitution. Talk to me about it. Talk to me about this perception of corruption in the organization.
First of all, Howard, an organization, corruption only comes and feeds when you have people who you put there to run that organization and they decide to go contrary or, for a better word, decides to, you know, have light hands. But every organization, yes, I am in the PLP, we have... You know, I would not sit on this radio and say that the PLP is a perfect government. I will not do that. God wouldn't allow me to do that. Do we have people in our party who is corrupt honestly, personally, Howard, I will say yes. And I know I might get condemned for it.
People in the church corrupt.
It corrupt. You understand? And I don't want PLPs to feel that I'm speaking to say the whole PLP is corrupt. They are not. They are not. You have one or two people who go contrary to things that they should do, that they don't do. And that's, you know, I am not a person. I am not down with corruption. I don't try to affiliate with myself with people who mix up in corruption because, Howard, let me tell you something. We might be the government today, Howard. But the funny part about it, by chance, which and I hope, the government change, which and I hope and they don't change, but if they change, we see what happens to people. And I tell people this, be very careful of how you're dealing with people with these contracts and different things. Because when the government change, the next government has come after you, and they come after the people who was affiliated with you. They come after the people who was getting from you.
This is the victimization that people fear. This is the idea because, you know, our country is very small. Mm-hmm. And if you take bread out of a person's mouth, you're not only affecting that issue, that person, you're affecting families.
Most definitely.
Right? And I don't think any political organization recognizes that because they're wrapped up within their organization. How do we really help people? The Free National Movement is no different. Let's just shoot straight, JT. Let's hit it straight. The Free National Movement is no different. When they're in, they can identify all the ills that comes from the camp of the PLP. But the fact of the matter is that the Free National Movement had fallen victim to this. Guys, I want you guys to give me a call. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Or hit me up on the text, 422-4796. Let me take this telephone call. Caller, you on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller, you on the line with us live.
Yes, good morning, sir.
Good morning. How you doing?
Radio. Talking about the PLP and the FNM. The reason why we can see the PLP came in today, based on what Mr. Davis has said, the Prime Minister has said, he told the people that when they get in, any wrongdoings that they are finding with the past government, where the chip fall, it must lay. What we have seen, Mr. Davis now is off the clock. He's failing because he refused. He is saying that they miss money this place and the next place with the NGO and with the government, past government. But we have not seen or heard no one name before the court yet. Mr. Davis have to be very careful. Do not allow the FNM to sneak their way back inside. Because in the campaign again, what he going to say, what he going to bring to the people again to say, if we get back in again, what we can do? Don't mind who it may be. If you say you're missing so much of money, no school being built, no clinic being built, two little sidewalks on the side of the street. But we don't hear no one name called. We ain't hearing who being responsible for this missing money. Alex Starr and Abaco saying there's $1 million unaccountable for. We ain't hear no name. The generator being missing. We ain't hear no name. We ain't see nobody going before the court. We ain't see no generator yet. Mr. Davis is playing on the dangerous ground with the Bahamian people. We elect him to hold those the past government feet to the fire and bring them before the court because the people is watching.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate your telephone call. I do appreciate it. Thank you so very kindly. I really don't want this conversation to be about, I don't know, how can we construct this? For you to be able to talk about the politics that matter to the people. Because what you're doing is perpetuating the exact same thing that they want you to. They want us to deflect and look away from the real issues of how we can feed our children.
That's right.
Man, come on, man, let's talk.
That's right.
I ain't got no time to have no conversation about the same rhythm that these men feed themselves with to show themselves pontificating. I ain't into that.
It's like a same
script. I ain't into that.
It's like a same script, Howard, different cast.
Listen, I am not into that. I am not interested in having a conversation that continues to be able to fan the flames of the position that these men hold. We're talking about how we support these political organizations. Do the organizations support us?
I only knew guys. See, when I graduated from school, land in Arthur Willis was costing $1,500.
Talk to me.
Land in South Beach was costing $3,000 to $4,000.
Talk to me.
If you can remember that. Carmichael Road Beach called out the bush. The land was costing $5,000. I had schoolmates bought land in Coralaba for $8,000. Now, fast forward to 40 years. My children who born in this island can't afford land.
Can't afford nothing in this land.
1 8-inch block costs almost $3.
They can't afford nothing in this land.
Nothing.
We living here and going back to mother and father and auntie and cousin and working every Jesus day and still begging.
And that's why I always tell
how you could work 40 hours a week and still ask the fella to give you a couple dollars.
Because you know, because our people, you know, how would they remember now? The Bahamas is most sixth expensive country in the world to live in. I don't know how we make it. You see, I don't mind the people talking about a labor shortage. You know, labor shortage. You could go down by the taxi driver and bus drivers. The best mixes and cabinets in the world, yeah, man.
How is it that every immigrant in Haiti could be able to... Yesterday, they showed me a clip that Bahamas Air brought in a drayload.
Yes.
Right? From Haiti. Right? This is a clip they sent to my thing.
Yeah,
now,
I got that.
I'm not speculating what they come here for, whether or not they was here for a convention or nothing. This is coming in by boat, coming in by plane, coming in by train, coming in always.
Wheelchair and cane.
They're coming in. Right? And they have to know that there is something here to supply them. Yesterday, driving home, I live out west, right? Mm-hmm. I live out there by Coral Harbor area. Driving home.
Well, I live past you.
You live past, you live in Adelaide, right? So,
past airport.
Oh, you live past airport. Okay. So, that's the PLB money. Praise God for it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Right. So, I'm driving home yesterday and you hit that western road to go down, right? Carmichael West. And I see two Venezuelans. I said, oh my God. I said to my wife, I said, oh my God. These are two Venezuelans. And listen, you would think if you see, you know, a light of you walking around, someone has an Airbnb. But that didn't hit me. I understand that there is a significant turmoil happening in Venezuela. And a great deal of them are moving here into the country. They're looking for security. The same way that's happening from the people in the South. Mm-hmm. Let's have a very clear conversation. How does everyone know to come to the Bahamas for refuge? To come even as a transient hub to come to the Bahamas and they can find support to take care of themselves and their families, send things back. And we here can live. What is going on in our political organizations?
But like I tell you this, you see, again, like I said, I've been around a little while. You see, and like you said, it's a place called All of Old West. Do you know where that was?
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Bardi Roberts, Mr. Christie, I just go there and talk to them all. I never stay long, you know. I just go show my face, hail them. Chief, you all right? Bing, bing, bing. You see the mindset they put on my people, who I love so much, to be people again. They've been the partners, God, the fathers, and God, trained for one another, family, been the partner, everything. See, bring people by smart now, Howard. And thank God for these smartphones. They can't lie, they can't handle. So, Chief, you just speak the truth. But the brave, they've got the opportunity to fix a lot of wrongs in this country. First of all, sir, repeal the law and hold a knockback. You bring the foreigners in who got monies, put the land out of reach of my children and my grandchildren them. Okay? Now, but the Bahamas, the only country I see, they look like they're giving away the land. They're giving away the land. The people, you don't give away land. It's a building not a right, you know. You lease land. You go and business with behemoths. At least some money can say, yeah, we need to fix this country, man.
That's why we got to talk about corruption, but I want to talk about some intangibles. You see, one of the things that the show does is be able to identify the strength of the architects. They identified that there was cohesion, even if there was this sort of division.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I won't be the boss, you won't be the boss, who everybody wanted to be the boss, whether it's A.D. Hanna, whether it's Paul Ladley, whether it was Lyndon Penlin, Milo Butler, everyone had the ability. They were talented men, right? Yeah. Loftus mm-hmm. Roker, all these men. They were extremely talented men. Mm-hmm. I mean, talking about the A-team, these guys were the best in what they do. And it could be argued that we haven't seen this caliber of men in our House of Assembly since then.
Spineless.
It could be argued.
Call them spineless.
Okay, so let's talk about it. The initial dream team, let's call them the dream team.
Mm-hmm.
The initial dream team was responsible for identifying how to build the country. We've just transitioned from the white oligarchs. We've just transitioned from this kind of a position. And they knew that they had a responsibility to themselves, to their mothers, to their children, to the next generation, that we're not going to show ourselves to be lousy Negroes. We're going to build. And they built. Mm-hmm. They built this country. The country that we enjoy and we see today is built off the backs of the Dream Team. They came up with these ideas and they did wonderful. But the fact of the matter is some things changed. With the introduction, whether or not that was the introduction of drugs, whether or not that was the introduction of power coming into their mind, every time people see them, they bow into their feet. Whatever it was, they have changed. And they changed the entire psyche and responsibility stepping into this office. Now, if they only deal with tangibles, the buildings, the brick and mortar, when are we going to deal with the intangibles? Because as a result of drugs, more specifically, we have broken people in the inner city. There are children we had the other day. Scrooge sat with us. Scrooge said, my mother was on crack cocaine. I was bars of crack baby. There are people that are born in our communities that are still reeling and railing as a result of issues with drugs, lack of education, prostitution, and all of these things are happening in our inner cities right now.
But how?
And our political organizations walk past it and say, well, I didn't even know this was going on.
You know something, Howard, you and JJ, right? I am not a member of parliament. I ain't no cabinet minister. I'm just a simple person. And people call me from different areas, Howard, talking about simple things.
Wait, you walk 400 days out of 365. You walk 400 days and you got men and women elected. Whether or not they look at you now, that ain't have nothing to do with me.
Right.
You convince men and women. See, because these people can't convince us. They're not from our communities.
Right.
They're from the outskirts.
Right.
They've gone off to school.
Right.
They're coming back with their education and they look for you.
Exactly.
Who is the political consultant in your community? That's you are.
That's the same thing, Howard, what I tell members of parliament. They don't understand, Howard.
They don't need you after you put them
but
in.
They don't understand when you convince these people or influence these people to vote for Howard, these people coming back to you.
When you come here and you sit with me and you say, I'm not a member of parliament, you're wrong. Let me tell you why you're wrong. Because we don't even know the member of parliament. When they have an issue, they ain't getting look for them. They can't find them. I never had this man number, but I got the WIT number.
That's what has happened to me now.
So now you have to hold your members of parliament accountable, right?
Uh-huh.
To ensure that they move in a particular direction. You have to do that.
Howard, you know what it is, right? I mean, and you know, and JJ might know, right? People calling you and telling you they need something to eat on a Sunday, right, Howard? You, because you might can afford it, you help that person. But, and I went to the member of parliament, who I'm talking about, you know, but I wouldn't call his name. Went to him.
No, yeah, be decent.
Right? I went to him, and I tell him, I say, man, listen to me. You think this a gamey? I put my name, put my voice, put my life.
They disregard you, though.
On the line.
You ain't nobody.
You think so? They would play me out.
Listen, your relevance. Watch me do it. And let's take a commercial break.
They might do it to someone else, right? Howard. Not
do it. Do it. Your relevance, importance, and your value only comes up when it's time to go back to these people.
Exactly.
Let's shoot straight.
Yep.
Listen, this is nothing unfamiliar to anyone who walked the grounds. Mm-hmm. The one thing that we've always known in politics, when the PLP get in, they take care of their people. That too is changing. Let's talk about this.
Yeah.
When the PLP get, boy, my God, the Free National Movement, JJ, let's talk about it, JJ. The Free National Movement, they would have church service after church service and beg the former Prime Minister, Dr. Minister, please take care of your people.
How about you so right?
Talk to me, JJ.
How about you so right? That's why I like the red. See, me and Dr. Minister is personal friends. For over 40 years, we rush together, did some work on the projects. And I will never insult no leader's country. It is just respect because you got a lot of people come in our country and call us all kind of names.
Mm-hmm.
You know, see, my thing is this, right? He made some mistakes. He had bad advice for some bad people. You see, and they just get mad at me. You know, I say, Doc, man, you talking, you can call the election. People roof leaking. We ain't repair one, we ain't build one house.
Mm-hmm.
They wait and they just get mad at me. We got a house in crisis. When, hey, now, see, my thing is this, right? See, I've been around a little while. Howard. 15% of 230,000 is how much down payment?
15% of how much?
$250,000.
10% of $250,000, $25,000. Half of that is 15, that's about 37,000 some.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they call in low-cost houses. That can't be right. See, I built in 20 subdivisions. Millennium Garden where I live, that was the model for billing. I paid $7,000 down. I think I paid like $700 a month.
Mm-hmm.
3-bedroom was a little cheaper, cheap, you know, and the yard is spacious, 100 by 100, 100 by 20. It was a nice area. You know, maybe it's called a sweetheart, really, whatever it is. And we, you know, and we going away for that. See, when you build inside wishes now, you got to build apartment unit to wait. When, see, because everybody can't afford a house. I'm be honest with you. You build things. See, we got people in these apartment rental, 3 and 4 generations.
We got to talk about this, guys. I want to talk about this. I'm going to dive deeper into it because one of the things that I've come to the conclusion of, and I wrote a couple things last night, just thinking of the show and some things triggered in my mind. We're losing the generation of mothers who can take care of the family. The mothers are so consumed and concerned with being able to provide security. How I can take care of this, how I can pay for this. They're losing that element that is required to be able to pour into the kids. We're losing the dynamics of the family entirely because no one could afford to live anywhere. That's just what it is. They don't even have a homestead, right? If we could have a conversation about the fact that property was $1,500, even if he was getting 2 pittance, you could chip towards that. The ASU afforded you an opportunity to be able to get to something. Mm-hmm. People wanted to see you somewhere because we had a community. Politics come in, the banks come in, mm-hmm. The Canadian banks, all sure, these things yes. come in and rip the community to shreds.
Destroying us.
Let's take a commercial break, guys. Please be a part of the conversation. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. We're going to take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Foundation. Foundation.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
With so much going on in the world today, only accepting cash at your business can be risky. Let Fidelity offer you and your customers safety, convenience, and the flexibility of a fixed or mobile terminal. Take it with you, on the move and on the go. Because business should never stop. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit us at any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Greetings, allow me to introduce myself. I am the...
Crunch chicken sandwich from Wendy's.
And I have a little of everything. Avocado, taco mayo, pickles, and crunchy tortillas on top of a delicious breaded chicken filet.
Yes, the new Wendy's Tortilla Lime Crunch Chicken Sandwich has as many flavor personalities. Try it today at your Wendy's, where we are different inside and out.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has set the test. Always, you're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with the Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
Foundation.
foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, having a good conversation. In my view, talk to me. Whether or not you agree or not, give me a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, or hit me up on the text line, 422-4796. Text coming. Howard, you are full of manure. And a biased supper singer, a sorry excuse for a human being. You are one of the excuses of a hip-kissing, sold-out media that will be held accountable by God. What the hell are you talking about? Just be very clear. I read the text, but you give me no context. If we're having a conversation here on the radio, very clear about the fact that both political organizations have failed us. Y'all are supporting the Free National Movement and the Progressive Liberal Party. And whilst we could talk ad nauseum about what they've done, their policies, so forth and so on, I am here asking you, and I know you didn't know I was going to ask you like this. Mm-hmm. I only want to know about the people in your communities. That's why I chose y'all.
Right.
I only want to know about the people on the ground. I only want to know about them little children with snotty nose and no shoes on and school today, and it's 11 o'clock in the day, and Jesus Christ, they still here. Why?
Right.
Why they ain't in school? Why no one checking for these children? Where is education in our country? Everyone is gung-ho about the idea of we are losing our country. We are losing our people. These people could cuss me all day, but this is going to be the path of my show. The fact of the matter is we have to revive community and we have to revive hope. The next dispensation of leadership that comes out of any political organization, if they don't have that linkage to the community, you should not vote for them.
I would do something.
Simple.
I want to know something. I am in the community where I really reside. I mean, I don't live there, but I be there every day. And, you know, for years I've taken care of the people, children, man. You know, they call me the godfather of the area. Taught a lot of people in my tree, taught a lot of people junk and send people back to school, et cetera, do it. You know, just like you. Mm-hmm. Spend a lot of monies, man. Sponsor people, sponsor John Canoe, sponsor softball, basketball teams, coach some of them and all. Howard. And I never seen a Christian council, I never seen no member of parliament.
Jesus.
They come to me, come to JJ. I cook food and feed hundreds of, people every Sunday. Howard, I tell them good food.
These are the people that I'm concerned about. I'm concerned about this.
But these are the people, Howard. These are the people.
I from 8 Mile Rock do it. Listen to me. Mm-hmm. I from 8 Mile Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing happening in 8 Mile Rock, a country, an island rather, that sold out to the Free National Movement. I'm not here to talk about whether or not they implemented certain policies that could afford opportunity. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the fact that when you hit the ground in the community, there is a spirit of depression on my people.
Some sadness.
These people can't eat.
Yeah.
They are not eating. They drinking rum all day to be able to wash away the memory of the idea of the vision that was cast for this country. They get inebriated all day just to be able to survive. They need to sedate themselves to survive. Let's have a real conversation, please. Let me get the telephone call. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Howard, good afternoon. Good afternoon, JJ. Good afternoon,
what's up, Jeff?
Hey, good afternoon Jeffrey.
Listen, I wish I was in the studio with you guys.
Come, Jeff, where you is. I know you're close.
Very provocative topic. Let me put a couple things on the table right here that I think all of us can agree. We are responsible for the type of governance that we get in this country. You know why? Because we do not properly vet these persons who are presenting themselves, who says that they're representing us. So what we're getting right now is what we deserve. Secondly, I would say to you that you are a member of parliament. In fact, you are actually the government. You're part of the government. The Bahamian people are the MP. The Bahamian people are the government. The ones who sit in parliament are only our representatives. And until we change our mindset and get to understand that the power is in the hands of the people and not the people who are in power, then we would never have this shift. Thirdly, right now, a lot of the persons who have benefited from sitting in our parliament, many of them have become millionaires in their 5-year or 10-year terms. But what happened to the rest of us out here? They took the door and they slammed the door in our faces. The middle class is virtually decimated, which that means that all of you in that studio and me are supposed to be the new middle class, but we out here in the struggle. Listen, at the end of the day, we cannot blame the parliamentarians. We have to blame we, the Bahamian people, for the mess that we are in. I'm going to close on that, and I will continue to listen, but make sure, keep in your mind, you are the MPs, you are the government, not the 38 that sits in that parliament. They're supposed to be doing our bidding, not we doing their bidding. Thanks for taking my call, Howard.
Thanks, Jeff. I do appreciate the telephone call. Man, guys, I just want to be able to have a transparent conversation. This is not about the typical political jive that is continued to be able to be pushed. We support political organizations. I can tell you my story. My mother was a member of parliament for 8 Maroc, right? Mm-hmm. The last time it was 8 Maroc, the very last time. She was a member of parliament for 8 Maroc for the Free National Movement. Mm-hmm. My family comes from the Free National Movement. This is who they are, right? Majority of them. Save my uncle, the oldest one. He's a PLP all the way. He wouldn't even dare me say, what? He called me right now and cussed me out for that, mm-hmm. right? PLP all the way. Everybody know him, right? So, in the midst of this, I looked at this and I said, okay, the PLP was my grandmother's and my great-grandmother's liberation into the independence that we have. The Free National Movement was my mother's liberation into an alignment with the Constitution and really being able to realize her dreams. And something came up in 2011, late 2011, the Democratic National Alliance. And so I started to really study it and study myself. And my mother came to me and she said, listen, baby, Ranval trying to get some people to join his thing. I tell Ranval, no way. She said, but you should go talk to him. Just like that, I sat down, have a conversation with Ranval. And somewhere in me said that this could possibly be the step for the next generation. I committed myself not to Ranval McCartney, but to the idea of liberating the Bahamian people to where we were supposed to be from the inception, from the get-go. They dropped the ball, dropped the baby, the bathwater, drowned the baby with the bathwater. They do the whole thing. Everything gone. Gone, 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 gone. The DNA was finished. I moved to Nassau. Watch me. I moved to Nassau out of Grand Bahama, moved my whole family, dig them up and tell them, come here to support the DNA. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I believe that this country needs to get in a particular path. I can't do that from 8 Maroc. No. Let's come in the middle of the city. And when I came here, Ranval dropped the ball, yep. Big time. Yep. Yep. I love Ranval. Mm-hmm. I ain't getting against it. Yep. But I'm saying to you, my view was political organizations. I tried to find myself back in the FNM. The people say, boy, use a DNA. Use a watermelon. You're green on the outside. You're red on the inside. They wouldn't bother with me.
Petty people.
I'm just shooting straight with you.
Yeah.
I'm shooting straight with you right down the middle. And I'm saying to you, after all of that, DNA, FNM, all of these organizations that are formed, our country is in significant turmoil when a young child, a young man who looking for love and looking for a woman, trying to impress her with a gun, to purchase a gun. When I was in school, the only thing I wanted was a car because I got to go pick the woman up. Mm-hmm. Talk to me. Mm-hmm. That's how you, you know, that's how you, in a way, that's to cut up. You got to cut up in the car.
But Howard, I won't cut you off, right?
On a bus.
Let's do it. Let's talk.
I'll catch the bus.
Yeah, but I won't cut you off, right? And, you know, Brown, I know Brown, his parents, you know, I know his brother Craig who died. And I talk to Brown all the time. I say, Brown, man, you're too short of patience, man. The big people love you, you know, but you got to go there and get some suntan. You're too bright, you're too pale.
You can't be short of patience. What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm going to put some jeans.
Jesus. JJ, what you talking about? We're talking about his physical features.
No, see, what I'm trying to say, man, you got to hit the streets, man.
You know, okay, see where you're coming from.
You got to hit the streets. See, you got to go by the Southport Park. You got to go to the Jungle Shack.
I see where you're coming from.
You got to go to construction sites. If you don't win,
I like what you did there, Jay.
Me people don't play no.
Hey, Howard, I can tell you what I tell someone yesterday. And I want everyone who is a member of parliament, if he is a male and if he is a female, listen to this very carefully. Saturdays, come out of them beauty salons. Come out of them barbershops. Go back into those communities. Mm-hmm. Go back into those areas who y'all ask people to support y'all. Go back in those areas because I am tired, Howard. Mm-hmm. And I will say it on the radio of people calling my phone because of some of y'all.
That's right.
Well, JJ, well, we got to take a break, ladies and gentlemen. You know what we have to do, pay some bills and definitely be able to listen to the news. So after that, we're going to come back. But we have to be able to start there. The truth of the matter is that why? Why would they do that? You see, there was a sermon that I listened to some time back. Bishop preached a sermon, and it really stayed with me. He said people could do something, right? I'm going to see if I could find it. But he said the synopsis is people can do something and seem as though it's right, but the spirit is wrong, right? It seems right, but the spirit is not correct. It's not aligned with a genuine purpose and moving towards progression. So people do it just for superficial purposes, but they ain't got the right spirit in doing it. A great deal of these members of parliament in there, and they come and jive with you and walk with you every day and wear out their shoes at the bottom and make it seem as that. But as soon as they find themselves the victor and stepping over that threshold, the true
colors
come out.
True colors.
Yeah, the true colors. And that color ain't never yet red
like,
or yellow.
It's like saying how it's
that true color ain't red or yellow.
Some people who
it black
put themselves to as center as politics, some of them know they was dishonest, Howard, before they went into politics, and they came into politics and they more dishonest.
So now we have to start vetting them to find out exactly what's what. We have to find out the convictions of these men and women before they get into these particular places. Guys, we're going to take a commercial break. I see the lines are lit up. I see the texts are coming in. And this is the kind of conversation we have. If this is your stereotypical political conversation that you want to have, that's not that today. We're talking about the inner city. We're talking about growing this country. We're talking about the intangibles. We're talking about our communities, and we're talking about holding our politicians to the fire, their feet to the fire, holding them accountable to see this country move forward. Guys, we're in our 50th year. No more time to play. Let's move our way forward, upward, onward, and together. This is The Foundation with Howard Grant. We're going to take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
The Foundation.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Nassau, Bahamas.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Whether your business is in store, on the go, or both, let Fidelity work with you to maximize your customers' payment options with a fixed or mobile terminal so that you never miss a sale. It's safer than cash and more convenient so that you can take your business anywhere. For details, contact a business development officer today at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport or visit our website at fidelitygroup.com.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, right here, being able to chop it down with some great guys in the studio, man. I got Dwight in the house. I got JJ in the house. And you know these guys from actually calling in, if you're just tuning in. The conversation today, obviously, is about politics, but not from the perspective that you believe. I'm not here to ask them about policies. I'm here to ask them about people. I'm here to ask them about how their community is offending. How are your communities faring under the rulership, not of just this administration, about successive administrations? Over the past 20 years, have you seen growth or has there been a significant dilapidation? And not only the environment, but into the spirits of the young black boys and black girls in those communities. Ladies and gentlemen, I have JJ and DeWitt in the house with me. I want to thank them so very kindly for being able to kind of acquiesce and give me an opportunity to chop this down. I know they taught me he's going to talk about politics in a different way.
No, please.
That's what the show about. I might as well tell you. This show is a community-based show to talk about where we are. That's just what it is.
These are real issues.
And there are some issues that we could kind of perpetuate and fan that politicians love us to kind of carry for them. This is the water that they want us to come here and carry for them. You know, I've done this for some time now, and on the breaks I would tell my people, you know, younger persons who would come with their talking points from political organizations, and I say to them, listen, I need your heart. I do not need your talking points.
So I need to know about where you are.
FNM or PLP, don't matter to me.
Like for me, for instance, Mr. Grant. So for a whole hour, how do you feel about me so far?
Well, Dwight, I can need some more from you, Dwight. I can need some more from you because I need to be honest, because this is not about stepping on the toes of those who've afforded you opportunities within your political organizations. This is about the fact that you've walked and convinced an entire community, more than one, to choose a man, woman, dog, cat, whoever, to move as a representative in the House of Assembly. And based upon your value, the value that the community has on you, they've chosen to vote for these particular persons. So when you come back here and speak for that community, you have to tell me whether or not there's deprivation. No matter if you're a district administration or not, is there deprivation? Can more be done? Is there enough as it relates to being able to deal with, because everybody wants jobs. This is not only about jobs.
Right.
What about education? What about brokenness? What about trying to be able to find a psychiatrist to have conversation with the little children?
Mental in those particular, stress.
What about these things? You are from an organization that starts to talk about men's health and violence against men and boys, so forth and so on. I'm sorry, Keith and David Williams would have been able to talk about those things, but that's coming out of your organization too. Talk to me about that. That's what I want to know, whether or not this administration, this party, aside from what's happening in the House of Assembly at the forefront, what's happening in the background. And I need to know that about the Free National Movement also. Right, because I need to know whether or not these organizations are only concerned about getting in and rejecting their mandate
or commitment.
Well, let me see if I can help you better on that. See, when I speak from the heart. My knowledge comes from God. I do a lot of reading. I don't get my phone to talk, personal business, nonsense like that. And see what happened to these members of parliament. You see, like I tell them, when they go in parliament, their job is to legislate law. See, sensible people should never have to go to the prime minister or go to a member or cabinet minister begging for a job. You know. The PSS and the directors and the technical arts of these ministries, once a person is qualified to it, what's supposed to happen to it if a person is qualified to get a job?
You should get it.
Huh? But you pay their taxes.
You know we need to break JJ in this country? And some people might agree with me, Howard, or disagree. We need to stop this FNM and PLP, especially when you got people in critical positions, mm-hmm. because I support the PLP. Okay,
God,
when the government change,
somebody called me the other day and
when
said,
"When the FNM comes, when the government change, you have to go." We all are Bahamians, Mr. Grant.
Somebody called me the other day and said that the country is better when we was under the UBB.
Yeah, the Bahamas government didn't owe nobody no money. They leave $40 million in the black. People are trying for a job. My mom, my auntie, are trying for a job. The way that we can remember, I born in the 5-pound lot. If you know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
In Campo, the land's caught in 5 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it was good. Huh? It was good. And the UBP with no problem.
Dr. Augustine Panchu had a conversation with us last week, Monday. Last week, Tuesday, Dr. Augustine Panchu called in from Grenada. And he started to talk to us about a doctor by the name of Dr. Cartwright. Guys, if you didn't have an opportunity, please go back and listen to that show, Guardian Radio, GuardianTalkRadio.com, GuardianTalkRadio.com. Now, Dr. Augustine Pancho said that he did a study from a gentleman by the name of Dr. Cartwright in the late 1800s. And Dr. Cartwright diagnosed black men in their community with an ailment called driponia. I wrote it down, right? And what that was is that it was a mental disorder if a black man thought that he should be liberated from his white slave masters. It was a mental disorder. It was something wrong in his head. This is how he diagnosed them. He said, something wrong with this black man if he doesn't understand that life is good for him attached to this white man. And so when I ask whether or not we should go back to the UBP, do we as a nation have Stockholm syndrome? Do we have driponia, right? Is there a diagnosis that we need to go back to Egypt? And if that is so, the question is whether or not we have the wherewithal to push forward. Should we just throw our hands up in the air and forget about it? Let's talk about these things, because the idea has to be that we have the wherewithal, the strength. There is the talent that exists in the house.
What I believe in education, I've been being healthy. See, the fact of the matter is, the Bahamas is not a poor country. It has bad mismanagement from both government. People that mismanage the monies and don't go to jail, don't get reprimanded. People bought $500 million with my bank of the Bahamas, resolving, talking to the people. I would like to see the commission to be voted in. So we can't get it right. The people have the right to recall them. I would like senators to be voted in. See, anytime the way you are appointed by the prime minister, who your allegiance to the way? He didn't mean my children. See, that would kill this country. That would kill this country. The best Marine this country ever had, my personal friend, Mr. Bush Skowala, the best Marine this country ever had, he would do an excellent job. You know, you got a lot of people join the forces, police force, immigration. Oh, I get my parliament. You join the force to demand that you go in to see for 6 weeks. Go to 6 weeks.
Yeah, but that is not as a result of the lack of strength, you know. That's the conditioning. Let me take a telephone call. Caller, you're on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller. You're listening to Rita. Listen to me. Go ahead, caller. I can hear him. Caller, call back. Caller. Call back. I don't know if you go and get something to eat from the fridge while you put the phone down. But give us a call back. Give me a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Or hit me up on the text, 422-4796.
Hey, Howard, I have a situation that I spoke to someone in our party, and they tell me, don't say nothing about it. But listen to me, person. If you listen, I can say it on the radio. The PLP need to get rid of these all-for-me baby families.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, Howard, let's have a conversation.
Yeah, okay, I'm right here.
All right?
I'm right here.
I am sick and tired.
Mm-hmm.
And people are sick and tired. PLPs who are afraid to speak. I will speak for them today. Some of these families in the organization of the Progressive Liberal Party, for us to go forward, they need to sit down. When they don't want... They don't be in there. They want their children there. Mm-hmm. They want their grandchildren there. They want their great grandchildren there. They want the cat, the dog. Give someone else a chance to move this country forward.
Thank you, DeWitt. Thank you very
okay,
much.
Okay, these old people need to go sit down.
Ooh, DeWitt, that's heavy.
Down, DeWitt. Howard.
Old people.
Okay?
I scored in
because
school.
You know something? I can say something to you, Howard, and JJ in the studio, and the listeners. It seems to me like only when some people in these political parties on both sides, mm-hmm. they only sit down when they're in that box.
Yes. I call them the Moses crew. That's why I keep telling you and Dwight them to
see the issue is in this country.
We have a bunch of young people in the Progressive Liberal Party.
You ready to go?
Who wants to take this country forward, but because of the old set of people that moved on expired. Mm-hmm.
If you're ready to go here, I can go here.
Let's go, bro.
Watch me. The issue that's steeped into the blood, into the DNA of the Bahamian man and woman is a lack of fight. There is resilience, and resiliency could be like a cockroach after Hiroshima. Mm-hmm. The roach ain't dead.
Mm-hmm.
He there. He may have some issues, but the roach is there. So when I hear people talk about Bahamian resilience, it has nothing to do whether or not the Bahamians have fight. Just like the coconut tree in the hurricane, the coconut tree is still there, beat, battered, and bruised.
But it's still there.
It's still there. Mm-hmm. That's just resilient. So resilience has to do with the endurance of being able, or the long suffering of taking what you have to take. The fact of the matter is that the Bahamian people ain't got no fighting them.
Yeah.
Ain't no fighting them. We didn't fight for our independence. We ain't beat up nobody.
Preach, man.
We
preach.
Ain't around preach. Nobody.
I say
we
it
ain't
all the
fight
time.
Nobody. We ain't do nothing. We don't know nothing but fighting.
We inherit this place.
You know, they talk about us. Mm-hmm. History, how history speaks about us. Yeah. We are good slaves.
Nice slave.
We're good slaves.
Yes, boss. Yes,
when
nice
we slave. Heard what happened down in the road plantation in Exuma,
mm-hmm.
and we said, oh my God, what happened to that bad slave?
Mm-hmm.
How dare he break away and we live in such a good life? Where we get? That's the mindset that exists in this particular country.
Yes. But you know,
so not, all you talk and everything you say only gonna be jive.
You know,
because if we're not willing to fight for something, we ain't gonna get nothing.
You know what's so hurtful, Howard and JJ? You know what's so hurtful? When people can't program you, you speak your mind. And listen to me, like I said, right? Until the party I support, the Progressive Liberal Party under the leadership of the Right Honorable Philip Edward Davis, until they allow, until counsel, tell some of these old people, go sit down.
That's heavy. You're okay? Sitting here in front of me with
it
gray
hair.
It
does not matter.
You're getting there.
I am 54 years old. My I still God, have man. A lot of youth in me. I still have a lot to give back to the party and to this country. But Howard, in order for the Progressive Liberal Party to go forward in this country, counsel, I'm sure you're all hearing me, get rid of those old people. Stop putting these old people easier in these positions.
Easier said than done. Let's take a telephone call. Caller, you're on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Hey, Sparky.
Good morning.
What's up, my brother? Go ahead.
Hey, JJ.
Hey, Sparky, big brother. What's going on?
You know, they're brothers from a different mothers and things like that. Sisters and moms and women's them at the two meet and the three meet out there. Now, I had somebody say he's 57 years old. He's 71 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in the Valley, JJ. You know that a long time.
Yeah, man.
And you know if you're from the Valley, you know you got to be PLP. Okay. The Valley been running PLP. The Valley been run by the PLP. Till Perry been in there for 40 years. They just them one.
Mm-hmm.
But now, I said some things many times over and repeatedly, and JJ, you remember when talk show opened?
Yep.
JJ, this thing, but and I can say it like that. This thing about them Haitians invading my country, we've been talking about that from 19. Now, when they opened up the radio wave,
93.
Yeah. When Wendell Jones and them opened up their station,
mm-hmm.
we've been talking about this before that.
Yep.
When Spicewell and Steve McKinney used to have the Speak Up Show on Saturday night.
That's right, Sparky. Right.
Monday night.
That's right.
10 o'clock Monday night. Before y'all even know, but calling in on talk shows and calling people a chronic callers.
Yeah.
Me and JJ and Papa and Barris of them used to call Steve McKinney up there on ZNS on Monday nights. We've been fighting for this country long time ago. We've been talking about the Haitians coming here long time ago. From Loftus Roca was talking about it. We was listening to what Mr. Roca was saying. Mr. Roca got fired as Minister of Immigration for sending back one of Mr. Pinlin's damn Haitians.
Yep.
Yeah, but Sparky, he didn't get fired. He showed me his resignation letter. He resigned. He showed me his resignation letter. I said, this is too much pages. He had about 5, 10 almost pages. I said, yes, you all list to resign? You just need one page. I quit. You know? And that's what he said to me, Sparky.
You cut me off sometime, the producer cut me off. But if you give me a moment,
go ahead.
Sometime it takes a while to tell a story. Back in the day, it was told, we were young men, me and JJ, we heard that a lady by the name of Mrs. Tinlin, God respect her, she went to Mr. Loftus Roca and said, you sent back my Haitian. So Mr. Roca said, but we didn't know you had a Haitian.
Are you
a plantation owner? You own slaves?
He told me this story.
No, I'm talking about one of the Haitians that worked for me. He said, but he didn't have a residency. He didn't have work permit. He didn't have nothing. So he got in the crew, and he went back with the crew. Now, all you had to do is apply for him to get permanent residence, residency, work permit, or let him come back the proper way.
Mm.
Deep.
You put me in here as Minister of Immigration to do a job. Let me do my job. I'm just like you, Mr. Pinlin. Mr. Roca was a lawyer, though. He wasn't just a Mr. Roca. He was also a trained lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
Went to school in England just like A.D. in Finland. He was not dumb. But guess what? He was asked to resign. And from then, no politician, no member, no House of Assembly, no Prime Minister has stopped the Haitians from coming here. From then, they come in now, they come in tomorrow, and nobody's stopping them, but they find it hard to say they gone back. Say, 4,000 gone back last year. How much thousands here? How much thousand in Abaco? Now, JJ, I got to ask you one question, because this could be long.
Go ahead.
JJ, if you here illegally and you have a baby here, you come illegal, your boyfriend come illegal, you're in the shanty town. Everything you do in this country is illegal so far. Now you're pregnant.
Yes.
Now you have a baby. We take care of you to the clinic. We take you to the hospital. Now your baby can walk. Now you're taking the baby to SC Macpherson School or whatever the primary school is. Now, shouldn't we ask you, ma'am, where's your work permit? Where's your residency? Where's your permanent residency, whatever? Shouldn't we ask the mother, you bringing this baby to put it in school? Now, where are your papers?
Yeah.
Now, if she don't have no papers, then she got to go back.
Sparky, let me tell you something.
If she got to go back. The baby
got to
go back.
I'm going to cut that, Sparky. Let me see if I get up. You see, my daddy.
Sparky, I got to let you go.
My daddies, my uncles, my grandfather were on the contract. They went the right way. They had to speak English. They had to get tests for gonorrhea, which the beam would call it, the claps. And they were protected under American laws. They had places to live. They had places. They had doctors check them. They had everything. They're going to pick fruits, apple, sugar, beets, whatever have you. Orange, grapefruit, whatever have you. They're going the right way. Why we can have that same model, Howard, in the Bahamas? See, we can lock up the people who hire the people. You see, you want to work with Mets? If you can't have no place to have the people, they are not qualified. They get no work permit. You have to have your places built. People like, I don't call the person named Howard, but somebody from Abaco, even party the party, he's part of the problem.
See, JJ, this is the same thing we talking about. We come back at square one again. In both parties, the FNM and the PLP, you need to get, like you like to say, Moses Crew. You need to get rid of these old people.
Yeah, I don't know if
and put the young set of people in there with some kind of vision.
Wait, let's do this. Let's see this. From everything that I've read, there is a necessity for balance. And balance is old, new, young, old, so forth and so on.
Uh-huh.
You cannot reject the old men and women who still have a contribution to make. You have to lean on them for their wisdom. Now, I don't believe that all of them need to be at the forefront as the face of any organization. But I do believe that we need their minds, insight, and the experiences that they've had over the years to guide young men and women who have the youth and tenacity, this kind of passion and power to do it. But you need wisdom.
You have to separate.
I can't throw away all the people.
You have to pick out the good old set. Because some of these old sets who've been here from Norville to Ark with the same mentality, Howard.
JJ, watch me, JJ. I could not have this conversation with you right now sitting on this radio with fluidity. I ain't got no notes in front of me. I cannot have this conversation with you unless I spoke with them. I sat with them at their feet, just listening to them, and have a greater understanding of the vision that was cast for this country.
Right.
And I could contrast it to where we are now, and they educate me of how we got here. I have to pay homage to these men and women.
Don't get me wrong, Howard. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, but you
can't
get rid of them.
I ain't say get rid of the older set of people. Some people in the Progressive Liberal Party.
I'm FNM.
I'm the FNM, but I can't speak for the FNM. I can only speak for the party that I support. Needs to go and sit down, Howard.
Get out of the way, Howard.
So, Howard, you're trying to tell me the country could only run with all three babies, family?
No. I don't believe that.
You believe the country can only run like that with certain sets of families or certain sets of people to the forefront?
Yeah. I believe political organizations should have their internal mechanisms set up to identify whether or not this person, that person, still have the tenacity to step forward. I believe that.
But when
we saw the PLP put the late Bernard Nottage at the forefront and, you know, his untimely demise or, you know, his eventual demise.
Right.
I assessed it just in recollection and going back and looking at it, and I said the PLP was wrong for putting him out there at that time. I look at that. Only now, listen, when he was on stage, I said, I think he's a little bit off.
Yeah, you know something, Howard?
I'm watching. I'm just giving an example.
I think he's a little bit off.
The party should have known.
Yes. Let me help you. That same night when Mr. Nottage had his speech on Aaron Bailey, was it Aaron Bailey?
When he was a little bit loopy.
I was there.
But he was a little bit loopy.
Yes, when they had to take him off the stage.
Now, I don't want to make this about him. I didn't want to give you one example that organizations should identify whether or not their candidate has the wherewithal to push forward.
Thank you very much.
Right?
Thank you.
If your candidate is not in tune with the community, if your candidate is not in tune with the constituency, if he or she has been elevated to a position that they can't even relate to this particular thing, maybe this isn't the candidate.
Howard,
But decisions in organizations are not made for what's good on the ground. It's made for what's good for the organization.
Mm-hmm.
That is the demise or the downfall of great of these people.
I have a young member of parliament, one of my good friends. And he say to me, DeWitt, you know, every time when he try to do something in a certain community, certain people them fight him down.
Yeah.
And Howard, you know what happens? If that gentleman wants to do something in his area, and because JJ fights him down under the same umbrella, that meaning the person who was elected, he just there.
A great deal of these people. Yeah. Now we can get deep into that, but a great deal of these people are only what I call paperweights.
Yes, man.
They only holding down a position until the guy.
Let's take a long. They know they're gone.
Let's take a telephone call. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead. Guys, give me a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, or hit me up on the text line, 422-4796. That's a call or come back?
When you go...
Caller, you on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. JJ and D-Virtual, it's a great show today.
Thank you, my brother.
Hey, what's going on, Cleaver?
I will continue to really raise this issue because I still haven't had anyone refute what I'm saying. But here it is. Do we know how many persons are in the country on work permit? Any one of you gentlemen know?
Yeah, they have to know. If it's work permit, that means it's registered.
They have to know. You're joining us, Howard. You could go and find that information.
Yeah, I could get that information. That's light work. What I'm saying to you is that if there is a work permit, we're not talking about illegal immigrants. We're talking about if they have a work permit.
Work permit.
Okay. Yeah. I can get that information.
You may know how much the expatriates here, you know, but in terms of, you know, work permit, Howard, in this country is big business. The selling of work permit.
And passports.
This document. And passports. It's big business. What we need to do, we need to have a comprehensive immigration report on how many persons are in the country, how many persons are on work permit doing the same thing, because guess what? We can have tens of thousands of people who have this work permit that is basically who are doing the same type of work. Do we need all of those persons in here on work permit doing gardening? Do
no,
really believe we need all these people?
No.
Do you think we need all of these people in here to do
cleaning pots,
even though we don't grow nothing?
Cleaning pots? No.
We have a lot. Our problem is.
But Cleaver, cutting you off, right? You know what made me laugh last week?
What?
You know, we talk about the immigration problem. Governments, you know, members of parliament, cabinet ministers talk about the immigration problem, right?
Yes.
But when I went to visit a certain member of parliament, who must come to the door, Cleaver?
I would think a foreigner.
Okay, then. Right?
I would think a foreigner.
But
we know
what I don't understand, Cleaver, for the life of me, how are you saying you're trying to empower your own people, but you're going to get a work permit to bring people from another country to come into your country?
That is why I'm saying, Dwight, David, we need to have an inventory on all work permits.
Most definitely.
And we may not, all of the politicians are being disingenuous.
Yes.
You understand? Because they are hiding this information, they're refusing to do it. You know that part? You know that public accounts committee? If we had gotten a select committee, you know, everything pertaining to immigration would have been laid on the table.
Mm-hmm.
So why would a government not want to present it?
Cleaver, I will cut you off later. But say, let me tell you something. You see, we have a lot of being people.
Cleaver, I got to let you go. Thanks so much. Go ahead.
Yeah, we have a lot of people vote on emotions. You see, I don't like when government went by landslide, you know. See, if they'd been, I don't mind if them get beat, no. If it get beat by 2 or 3 seats, no. They would have governed.
But that's what you're going to see. Listen. I want to be very clear. Jay, ladies and gentlemen,
that was an emotions last election. Now, let's be real.
Hold on. The next election, you're going to see the exact same thing.
No, man.
I ain't telling you.
We can break the cycle. Howard, Davis is going to break the cycle.
No, he's not.
Yes.
Okay. We're going to get into that conversation. I want to take this telephone call. But the fact of the matter, I want to take this break. Sorry. Mm. Let's take a break. But the fact of the matter is this. I thought I was one of the persons out here sitting on the radio saying to you that I believe, based upon the low-hanging fruit that this administration is picking up, that it's possible that this administration will be able to get back in there. The last month and a half, 2 months, has fueled Michael Pintard into the idea of, my God, this is mine. I could possibly be prime minister. He's put even more significant, and that is all as a result of the Progressive Liberal Party running behind issues. They're not proactive the way that they're supposed to be, the way that they were in the initial stages. They've dropped the ball somewhere. And we have to have a very clear conversation. Maybe.
Okay. I can respect that.
Maybe.
I can respect that.
Maybe you got to come here and say that.
Mm-hmm.
But that ain't what we're seeing. Let's take a quick commercial break, guys, and be right back after this.
The foundation.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
With so much going on in the world today, only accepting cash at your business can be risky. Let Fidelity offer you and your customers safety, convenience, and the flexibility of a fixed or mobile terminal. Take it with you, on the move and on the go. because business should never stop. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit us at any of our branches.
University of the Bahamas is where greatness grows. Apply now to join a community of strong learners and leaders. The deadline to apply for undergraduate admissions has been extended to Tuesday, 28th of February, 2023. The online application process is easy. Simply visit www.ub.edu.bs and click on Apply Now. You can also browse our many academic programs, and if you have questions, email admissions@ub.edu.bs. University of the Bahamas. Preparing students for better lives in a dynamic global society.
It's the time of year again, and Rev wants to send you and the guests to Portland for the NBA VIP All Access Experience. Rev customers can enter to win an all-expense-paid trip for two to see the Boston Celtics and the LA Clippers take on the Portland Trail Blazers March 14th to March 20th. Sign up or upgrade to Rev Trio Plus today to enter to win the NBA VIP All Access Experience to Portland. Rev, made for the game.
Foundation. Foundation. The Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, here on this beautiful Wednesday, really being able to chomp it down and having a panel here in studio with me today. I have DeWitt and I have JJ joining me for a conversation that is not your typical conversation. We're not just talking about politics, the stereotypical politics. We're talking about people in politics. We're talking about the people that matter. We're talking about the grassroots, those persons who are under the poverty line and how they can live in this particular space. Somebody texts and say, my God, I don't know how people is even live on this island. What? And they text from a 242 number. So you live here too. Jeez. You live here with us. You understand? You here with us. The lines are lit up, man. Let me see if I can get a telephone call. Call you on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead, call you on the line with us live. Next call. Caller, you on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hi, yes. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm fantastic, man. How you doing?
It's grand. Not bad at all. And to your two guests, two of my good friends.
Yeah, man.
And JJ, how are you guys?
Oh, that's good, brother. Believe in God.
Good. Good, good. Listen, Mr. Grant.
Yes, sir.
This is a very good show. I mean, I two brothers speaking to, but I just want to say to DeWitt, you know, yeah, while you are partially right, you know, you cannot throw out the baby with the bathwater. You know, you need some of that experience, because if you get rid of all of the senior people in the organization and everything, then you have a bunch of inexperienced people, because, you know, when I look at it, being a part of the organization also, when I look at it, you know, we have a lot of people saying, yeah, get rid of all of the senior people, get rid of them, get rid of them. But then they don't have the experience, or they don't have the capability to fill those shoes and stuff. Now, I'm not saying everybody. You do have a lot of people right now who can step in place and lead, because the Progressive Liberal Party is the organization of leaders, okay? And you can always find persons to lead at whatever caliber you decide to put them in the organization. But, you know, I just want to say, while I agree with you to an extent, some has surpassed their time of, you know, you can't throw the baby out of the bathwater and get rid of all stuff, because you need that experience and everything. But other than that, you guys have a very good show. It's a time
to
show.
Thank you, my brother.
And I tell you guys, speaking truth to power.
Yes, sir.
You know, because that is what we need today, man. We have too much yes sir, yes ma'am, men and stuff.
Correct.
In these organizations.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Who can stand up on their own feet, mm-hmm. you know, and speak for themselves as men and everything. So I appreciate you guys doing that.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you for your telephone call. Let me read one or two texts and then be able to get back to the telephone lines. Guys, I see your telephone calls, please. Right? It says, like I tell you, I don't see how people just live on this island. Tell DeWitt he getting pinch when he go back to Grammy House, right? Do it, you 54. 54, you older than rocks. Do it, you ain't young. This the people texting you, do it.
Kind of problem. Kind of problem. Hey, Howard, you know what is so good?
They call you because you are.
You know what is so good? That God has allowed me to be 54. Some people in here to be 54. So I thank God for that. And I hope to get my 3 scores and longer life.
Praise God. Says, Howard, we are tired of the belly aching and grown men on the radio. Rise, take up your bed and seize the spirit of failure is not an option. That all the immigrants who sneak in here must have, that kind of a spirit. Get up, take care of your families, demand that the ministries give you permits on what you need for your success. Get on with life and stop the gum beating. This is the text.
Get yourself, boy. Get yourself.
These are people
what
that
you think
says,
we doing?
Say, I don't mean to be obnoxious, but it's midterm break for kids, Howard. I didn't mean, remember what I said, the 11 years old at 11:30 in the day, so forth and so on.
Right.
I don't mean now. I mean on a regular day-to-day basis. If I'm going through the Grove, if I'm traveling through and going through, because I like the shortcut through the inner city. Mm-hmm. And I always see young people.
Right.
And I just feel like, what time is it? Is there truant officers on duty?
Right.
Do we have the truant officers anymore? Are we focused on these particular things? Are we getting back? And I'm not talking about during the pandemic. I'm talking about now. This time when you're supposed to be back in school, what's avoiding these kids from getting in school? The other day we saw a story where the young lady died. Now, I don't know her story. Please, guys, y'all be decent with me. I don't know the background of her story. But I'm simply saying is that the story actually came out and unfolded that either she was homeschooled or she's never been to school, right? That she passed away on the swings. And so when I saw that, I said to myself, how many of your kids in the inner city have not gone to school? You know what I mean? Like, who parents are so consumed with their day-to-day business that they don't have the time to take care of these things? When should the government step in? When should social services step in to take care of these kids, to make sure that they're in the environment that we can educate them? Because guess why? They are the citizens of tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, the way that, I mean, not the way that I'm, let me tell you something. You know, I'd be in this city. Let me tell you how serious I was. When you see some of them young girls have babies and stuff, and I had to train them. I said, hey, girl, the social service right now so they can take them babies from you all. They be human people in my day, the future. Anybody doesn't have all the children?
I don't think people recognize that. When I see people are very dismissive, especially when the police force said that this is a criminal that's known to police, or this particular person had an ankle bracelet on, they are gang, they're rivals, so forth and so on. When stories are led like that, it's in our minds, the compassion that we have for the community of these particular people. So they click off. We cut it off. Oh, they was in crime? Click! We cut it off. But the fact of the matter is that the redemption that you sought, the redemption that your mother made sure you go to church, your daddy made sure you go to church, that this kind of a Christian upbringing, you was on the wrong path too. I was on the wrong path too. You was on the wrong path. Mm-hmm. Many of us was on the wrong path. And someone had to put us in place. And the question that I could keep having and the conversations that I keep pushing forward is, where's the church? Where's the leaders to put these kids back where they're supposed to be? Let's take a telephone call. Callie on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hi. Hi. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
Good afternoon, ma'am.
I am most familiar with both of your panel guests, mm-hmm. and I love those guys. They're doing a wonderful job. With your topic today, you're speaking about the grassroots persons. Mm-hmm. The persons who voted for these people and put them in the position to be helped. These persons, like Mr. Williams said, we were the ones who would walk and we would convince people to now go out and vote for a candidate. But now the grassroots people, they're hurting. Wow. I could tell you from sitting down and talking with people in the community,
but
these persons are hurting. And I love this topic today. I love this topic today. So persons who are listening, I hope the grassroots persons don't give up. Don't give up, because there are persons like myself. There's persons like Mr. Williams and JJ who is fighting for this country.
Yes.
We are fighting for this country, and we are fighting for persons who are hurting.
Yes.
There's a lot of persons hurting.
Yes.
And I hope the Prime Minister can hear this today, and please reach out to the people. Like Mr. Williams said, the MPs, they need to go out into the communities and see what the needs of their persons are, because there are a lot of persons hurting in the communities today.
Thank you so much for your telephone call.
Thank you, Liz.
We do appreciate you giving us a call and talking
like
that.
But Howard, you know something? Piggybacking off something that the lady said just now. Members of Parliament under the Progressive Liberal Party, them days over with, when you think you're going to open your office up 1 year, you can go back around the people 1 year. We are the government people. We haven't been the government for 2 years, and it's a shame. Some of these people can't call y'all. They can't access y'all. Y'all won't open your office, and it coming precious, coming down on me. Me. Innocent me, Howard.
But the PRP feel like they can compensate you for the pressure we're coming on you. Any get a couple contract? Let's take a next telephone call. Call you on the line with his live.
I paid the fifth line for that one.
Call you on the line with his live. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller. Call you on the line with his live. Go ahead. Guys, please give us a call. 623-6232-323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259, or 422-4796.
Before something steepens some people's mind in the Progressive Liberal Party, when I said get rid of the old people, it's a few I talking about. And I think...
It's too late. You can't backtrack.
I'm backing track. They need to go.
Listen.
Home.
Listen. Pot Cake can call you tonight.
I didn't call no name. You see that?
I got to.
You see that, JJ? Yeah.
He is one of the senior men in the organization.
I say the old people. I never call nobody
name. And he still
name.
Got aspirations to come to the forefront.
Never call nobody name. I said old people now.
You think he got the tenacity to do, to wherewithal, to be able to step up and serve again?
Let me make this clear to the Bahamian people. All right? Today, DeWitt Williams has no more affiliation with Leslie Miller. I am saying it on the radio, okay? Y'all have a nice day. Don't call me no more.
Oh, you should have waited till the show over, sir.
No, I say it proudly. I am saying it proudly, my Howard. God. I moved on for bigger and better things.
Let me take a next telephone call because he got me. I can choke. Telephone call. Call you on the line with his line.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Man, I'm fine. Listen, these two gentlemen who represent the parties, they're doing a great thing. Why? The maturity level has moved from one area, from the bottom to the top. We have to learn how to be constructive and be able to, relay the issues of our country and be fair. And mm-hmm. I really must commend both of you guys.
Thank you, sir.
About the old and the new, I mean, yes, you should have successorship when you're moving on to pass it on to the younger persons in both parties. But to be honest with you, right, I am not impressed with some of the younger ministers of the PLP right now. And the reason why I say that, I would normally have to go to the older minister, because the junior ministers is like almost as if they don't understand the language of understanding people affair, and like they don't care. Especially, you know, and I'm very disappointed in the younger ones. You know, I'll have to go to a minister to complain about a junior minister or even a chairman. Because their attitude stinks. So what they're going to have to do, and I told the senior ministers, and they know me well, you're all going to have to deal with some of these junior ministers who just come here with a different philosophy of the PLP, if you ask me, because I have PLP families who they can't even relate to them. They come with their own agenda. It's the attitude. And then you don't destroy, you don't victimize people.
Yeah.
When you come in, government changes and whatever. You don't move people because, oh, you believe that was a PLP effort.
Yes.
You don't do that. You know why? We're hurting ourselves.
Right.
We're not getting anywhere, guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope these junior ministers, they know they are. I've spoken to a chairman. I've spoken to a female junior minister. I've spoken to her. And it's the attitude that she has. Stinking attitude. Mm-hmm. And a particular chairman with his attitude also. And I told the minister responsible, both of them, they need to, if they can, sit in line and do the right thing, they need to get rid of them or else they're going to destroy your party. It's going to happen on both sides.
Which ministry?
I'm serious. I'm glad that you guys come into the plate so we could move on. We could be mature. Destroying people's lives. You come in power, or I move you. These people have family. You know, they need to stop this nonsense, and the ministers know, the senior ministers, and that's why I say, in a way, I hear what you're saying, moving on, right? But I still respect the senior ministers because they can understand my plight about these junior chairmen and junior ministers.
I appreciate you,
mayors really disappoint me, too.
My God. I appreciate you, my brother. Thank you so much.
Just move forward with it, guys.
Yes, sir.
Continue to press both parties to move ahead, and you all stop this victimization.
Yes.
Thank you, my brother. I do appreciate your telephone call. Thank you so very kindly for that. Guys, let's take a quick commercial break and get right back. We get right back after this, guys. Thanks so much.
Foundation.
Whether your business is in store, on the go, or both, let Fidelity work with you to maximize your customers' payment options with a fixed or mobile terminal so that you never miss a sale. It's safer than cash and more convenient so that you can take your business anywhere. For details, contact a business development officer today at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport, or visit our website at fidelitygroup.com.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and the generator's back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them 242-356-0249.
242 Day.
February 24th.
It's 242 Day.
Proud to be Bahamian.
Represent your Bahamian pride on 242 Day. Wear your national flag colors or Bahamian prints. Enjoy delicious Bahamian dishes, rake and scrape with Bahamian music, art, and entertainment all day long.
Be sure to post those photos with hashtag 242 Day. Hashtag celebrate Bahamas.
Friday, February 24th. Check the calendar, cause it's 242 Day.
Foundation. The Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant in your company with the Foundation, really being able to chop it down. Let's read a couple of texts. Succession planning. Put a time on it and let them move on. Amen. As it relates to the older persons that you were talking about. It is a shame that if after 50 years, the up and coming do not have the experience needed. I guess that's why persons on work permits remain forever. This is a text that's coming through. This is Howard. Hello, Howard. Love this panel today. Tell DeWitt, 54 is young. I'm 50 and my Grammy just turned 104. Happy birthday, Grammy, 104. Y'all happy don't go birthday. Play that now. Y'all stop with your indecency. Let's read the next one.
But 401?
It's 104, right?
And they box it.
Stop it, right? So he says, your guest is talking about getting rid of the old people in the PLP. They need to start off with Brave Davis. He's 70 something years now, and a poor excuse for prime minister. I don't necessarily agree with that.
No.
Right? I don't agree with
how
this particular
How old is Joe
person,
Biden,
right?
Howard?
80.
Listen, Joe Biden is a whole different
No,
kettle
I'm
of
talking
fish.
About age.
80.
Age.
He 80, Eddie.
Yeah, man.
He's 70.
He's 80. 80. And he's trying, and he wants 80. To run again. So I don't see where the where it has this.
Who was that I just read the other day? Who's in a hospice?
Talking about
Carter
Davis' age.
Carter, he's in a hospice.
Yeah. He's back home now. He went home because he feels that he's not gonna live his time out. So he wanted to spend some time with his family in Atlanta.
He live a rich life, eh?
Yeah.
My God, let's read a few more. It's a great show today, Howard. So good to have two persons from the two major political parties on this show are having a civil conversation about important matters without tearing each other down. So refreshing. These are texts that's coming through. Another text says, oh, flip, mother sick. I don't know what that was about. Right? It says, DeWitt, us as real PLP, use Podcake, get what he... You know, listen, DeWitt saying an affiliation with Podcake, stop it, right?
But why are you mentioning that man's name?
Listen, this is the people... That's
what I mean, in the texters.
This is people, right? So the MP for South Beach is doing a wonderful job. He meets with people and is available.
Well, let me set the record straight. I'm on the Dr. Michael Davil. That's my member parliament. And that's who I'm supporting. Okay? Mm-hmm. For the PLPs and for those who want to text or call, that's where my heart lies now.
Let's take a telephone call. Caller, you got 30 seconds. We got 8 minutes before we get out. Go ahead, caller. He miss you. Guys, you got 30 seconds. If you want to call and kind of throw your blow, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Or hit me up on the text, 422-4796. Biden's at least 200. My God, you'll need to stop it with your indecency, right? Say the mind over 200. Y'all need to stop it. Listen, everybody can hear us, you know. You need to be decent, right? But let's talk about this, man. I thought this was a good conversation, and I just wanted to kind of to shake the fence a little bit, because the stereotypical political conversation to talk about the jive that exists in the newspaper, that the jive that they continue to be able to push in the House of Assembly, much of it, in my view, doesn't necessarily always align with the broken spirit that exists in the communities that we travel in on a day-to-day basis. If you go down to, whether or not you're from 8 Mile Rock, whether you're from West End, whether you're from Baintown, whether you're from Camp Road, whether you're from, Pinewood, wherever you're from, the crime and the issues that exist in those areas, you ain't know the last time you let your house breathe.
That's right.
Man, let's stop talking. Talk to me. Talk to me. You don't know the last time you opened your front door and back door wide open. I opened the door here and I saw where I live, right? I opened the front door, back door. I'm mopping now. My wife said, you stupid, eh? You really think you need my rock? I said, baby, all I just... She said, you think you need my rock? I closed the door. You don't know somebody can walk in this house? The fear of crime is real in our communities, and these are some things that we need to deal with. We need to deal with the hopelessness that exists in those particular areas. Let's talk about that. Guys, I think you did a wonderful job today, and I want you to know that I'd have you on speed dial to have you back here, man. I think you did a wonderful job today, and I'd like you to be able to come back and kind of dive back into it. Let's give these guys 30 seconds. Call you on the line with us live. You got 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard. Yes, you know, don't lose hope. You can lose. You can live a few days without food and water, but don't lose hope. You know, I agree with the sentiments of the last caller. You know, the deputy prime minister said that we will govern for all Bahamians. We will be gracious in our defeat and so on and so forth. As soon as these governments come in, you see the victimization start. They say one thing, and they do something else.
Either way.
Have a good day,
brother. Thank you, my brother. I do appreciate you. Last caller. Caller, you're on the line with us live. You got 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Yeah, I can talk long. The F&M, mm-hmm. the PLP, mm-hmm. time is up and over.
So who are we voting for next?
I can see who I'm voting for, but if I tell you the PLP and the F&M, you should know.
Hold on.
I've been hearing that story.
Hold on. This voice sounds familiar on the phone. It sounds like a PLP voice. Am I correct?
It's not a PLP voice.
Okay, go ahead. Tell me who this is. Don't tell me your business.
Listen, this is the first time I call you, I'm sure.
Okay, I can fight you.
Right, but I wanted PLP F&M numerous of time. But right now, they're not taking this country nowhere. I am telling you, this PLP and F&M, all they is about themselves right now. They are not for the Bahamas. They are not for the country. They are not for the Bahamian people. Mm-hmm. It's about them and themselves. Mm-hmm. We need something new now. I know before Marge Monroe died, he said something like, we need something new. The PLP and the F&M finish. If we continue to vote for the PLP and the F&M, this country will continue going backward.
My God.
Trust me. I can listen to what you all got to say.
Thank you, my brother. I do appreciate that. In the last few minutes, I want to give you all an opportunity. JJ, hit the mic.
Okay, thank you for inviting me and my good friend, DeWitt Howard. Like you say, I put in for my early pension from last year, but I had to go back and get VLA. I'll be 3 score on the 7th of March. So, Mr. Michael, yeah. Wow. So, Mr. Michael Rodo, you said the money can be there. Have my money, please. I ain't no 8 months for no money. I made my contribution and need my things now. I ain't working, I ain't got no job.
Don't make me laugh. Go ahead, do it.
Hey, Howard, let me, first of all.
Baltimore loses $4 million a month.
Okay.
$4 million a month alone on pension. That's $48 million a year.
Well, I contributed.
You might have to hold off a couple more years. Go ahead, do it.
JJ, you know if I have it, you got it. All right, say no more. But let me thank you, Howard, first of all, for being here and to be on the side of my brother. You understand? And I keep telling people in politics, you know, you got some PLPs who just wrapped up in that yellow, but don't remember your friend who's wrapped up in the red. But
I thought about
JJ
this.
Is friends. We are friends.
No, I thought about this conversation. You know? I didn't want that kind of rowing in the
right.
studio.
Right, no, that was I never, want civility. ever happened with
this
gentleman.
And I want people who
I call him a gentleman.
Him. Yeah.
And I'd also like to say kudos to my member of parliament who's doing a good job in Tall Pines, the Right Honorable Michael Darvill, Minister of Health and Wellness. And last but not least, I can salute my Prime Minister, Philip Edward Brave Davis. Thank you, Howard.
Thank you, my brother. I do appreciate it. Let me see if I can read one or two of these texts before we get out of here in 3 minutes. Carter is going to hospice home care to prepare to transition. Mm-hmm. Age is brave is not an issue. Age with brave is not an issue. It is his lack of ideas for our national development and being mind-locked. In the past, wow, Biden is 80. Building the future, Brave is using the past as his crutch. I don't believe this. Let me tell you why. You should have texted this earlier. Let me break this down. We have watched the PRP campaign that was not crafted by Brave Davis. The New Day campaign was a refreshing campaign. And I know the persons who were responsible for crafting that campaign. We're now seeing this particular concept come out of the office of the Prime Minister with youth. Now, most definitely they passed it before Brave, but Brave is sanctioning what needs to happen going forward. The fact of the matter, I don't believe that even if our Prime Minister, Brave Davis, in this particular capacity, Philip Brave Davis as Prime Minister, even if he does not have the innovation and ideas, creativity for tomorrow, he's empowered the people around him.
Thank you, Howard.
He's empowered
that's
the people
all
around him.
Yes. That's, I keep saying that's that all. Every day.
I just need a chance.
Every yeah. day. Howard.
I just need a chance.
Howard, yeah. before... Let me
don't put me on a short
Howard,
chain.
Yeah, I keep telling people,
that's all.
Mr. Davis is the Prime Minister. He put people...
We have not seen the former Prime Minister... To
run these positions.
Former Prime Minister Minnis, he hasn't done that. He yeah. promised to do it.
Yeah.
He promised to be able to put youth at the forefront. He promised to commit to these things, and he didn't do it himself.
No.
So you can't throw Brave away in his particular capacity or the Prime
right.
Minister of the country.
That's right.
Philip Brave
Davis. You
cannot throw him away.
He got time to
He has
it.
Done a wonderful thing in affording
loving,
opportunity.
Loving
you.
Person.
Let's
loving
just,
person.
Let's just shoot.
Yes.
Right?
Loving person.
Now, they can cuss me out and say, Howard, just this, yes, that,
yeah,
this, that.
That's what they call you.
It's a behemoth.
You can't change the man's heart. Mr. Davis has love in his heart.
Amen.
Okay.
All right. Guys, this is a wonderful show today. Thank you so very kindly for tuning in with us. Remember, on Fridays, it's 242 Day. Eat something, create something, do something, listen to some things as a 242 on Friday. Tomorrow is going to be Small Business Thursday. Get your stuff in if you want to be a part of that. 827-0111. 827-0111. You can be able to get me. We can chop it down. This is 96.9 FM Radio, Guardian Radio with Howard Grant, the Foundation. We had a great time today. We see you tomorrow. God spare. Stick and stay for Z Live with Shivago Lang right after this. Thanks, guys.
Foundation.